Live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
There's a new group of superheroes in town.
When they get a hold on you, it is a brutal and devastating hold.
They're my only escape from the drudgery of work and family.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Charlie, don't encourage
you. Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown. Call now at 844-5600.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
No, ma'am, we're musicians.
And now, here's Greg Pogue and Big Joe.
Good morning to you. How the heck are you? Hope you have a good start. Good day, Crazy Charlie. Big Joe Pokester right here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Hello, fellows.
Hey, man. Good to be back in the fold again.
Were you unfolded?
I was, but now I'm back, so it's good to be here. But tell you what, friends out there, as you guys know, my phone burned up Sunday night, Monday morning. I lost everything. It's a software update. My phone burned up. It fried everything. So what I've learned now, I had an epiphany. When the house almost burns down, I have an epiphany, right?
Yeah.
And it is solely dependent on your phone is a sad way to go through life. So I've gotten back to writing things down. You're a smart man, Greg Pope.
You want to see all the things. If you want my passwords, I've got them written on my ankle or something. But I know what you mean, because the only thing I don't care about my phone is calling, getting calls, texting, text, taking photos, and I'll check emails and stuff. But nothing personal on this phone right here.
How did I contact you yesterday to let you know my world was shattered?
You sent me a pigeon.
I sent you an email because I got down and got my laptop out. I'm like, I have no way of contacting any, you, Charlie, Ted, Adam, Johnny, Jay, Bill, nobody. I had no way of contacting anybody except through emails. So I went down and sent you an email and then spent, 9 hours getting a phone, getting stuff added to it, it was brutal.
Well, what fried?
Some sort of software update through the night, and it just took off, man. And I woke up the next morning, and I didn't smell anything. I woke up at 9:02, and I was like,
"Yeah, that's good."
Yeah, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh!"
We go on the air at 9:04,
and I'm like, "Why did my phone?" And I picked it up, I had to drop it. I mean, it was smoldering. I mean, it was so hot—not smolder, but it was just so hot. And then I followed the cord to the wall, and it was all hot. I mean, it's amazing it didn't catch on fire, and everything happened. Thank God. It was dead. Took it to the Apple store, and the guy's like, goodness. He goes, they could have caught fire. And then he backtracked like, oh, well, I'm just hypothetical. And I'm like, yeah, you better be the hypothetical because I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, how many buildings have you burned down lately?
So just I'm done. I'm done. I'm writing everything down now. I can contact people, text. I'm good, man. I'm good. With everything else, I'm good and back on track now.
Good morning to you, Charlie.
Well, Joe at least just passed the test on the attendance of the roster of WNSR. He named everybody that works here. So,
I did.
Joe, you're renewed for another week or two.
Did he mention Jake?
Why would he do that?
On the on-air. Well, he works here.
The management. And
Okay.
Jake, careful with the work word.
Yeah.
He just happens to occupy some space in the back corner.
Boy, that would be Charlie. But no.
He knows how I feel. Ted, go explain some things to him.
He's got a nice corner. I tell you, his little corner of this office is pretty nice. But a corner office. But, yeah, well, good. When you sent the email, though, the only thing you said to me, and this was different because you texted me, and you said, I've lost everything. And that's all you said.
Oh, I thought I said my phone was fried.
No. That's,
I think I said my phone was fried.
No, no. The only thing I got from you initially was, I've lost everything. And I'm thinking,
I remember getting a report about a phone burning up.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because if you had said to me, Joe lost everything, I would have said, all right, we're going to a best of out of respect for the Dubin family.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you get... Here's my email to you.
I heard very specifically, Joe, before you read it, I heard Joe's phone burned up overnight. He just woke up now, so he's not going to be able to make it in today.
Here's my email to the to Greg. I'm glad you're not taking dictation here, Greg. Here's my email to Greg.
I'm glad he's not taking that either.
Is this just to me?
Yeah. Hey, Greg, my phone died in the middle of the night. Have no clue how. I just woke up at 9:15. I'm sorry. I have no numbers at all because they're all stored in there. I'm beyond pissed. I'm sorry, Joe.
That was a different. That was a different.
I say that's the message I got yesterday, relayed from the desk of Greg Polk.
Right. You sent me a text yesterday afternoon at 3:08. Okay.
Okay.
It says, "Well, I lost everything."
I'm replying back to your text.
Okay, and well, whatever my text was, you said you lost everything, and I'm thinking, my God, he's homeless. He's, you know, any legal battles he might be in, or any other thing that's going on in his life. You know, he's lost his car. Yeah, when you said, and then I sent you read my email, leaving out the personal part. I was relieved that it was just. I'm dead serious about this. I was relieved when I found out it was just your phone.
Thank
Maybe
you,
that's.
Buddy.
I think I'm. You know, like Charlie. Right. I think Charlie the other day you said get the hook out of me. I think as I get older, I think I get more gullible. Is that?
I don't think age has anything to do with
I don't
that.
Know, but I usually think. Don't you get more cynical? Yeah,
I think a little bit. Yeah, but I think the thing. The bottom line is, for everybody listening out there, like, ah, well, too bad. Just don't be so dependent on. Have a list of phone numbers in your wallet that you can call. I had. Nobody's phone. In fact, we went to the Apple store and the guy's like, hey, can we text you? It's gonna be about a couple hours. I'm like, you know, my son's next to me. I'm like, hey, buddy, what's your number? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know either. I don't know what anybody's phone number is. So write phone numbers down. Keep it with you so that way if you stuck somewhere, you know who to call. I mean, there was it's funny. I heard a comedian last night talking about having all the numbers and they said, what happens if you get into an emergency? Who do you call? And, she said, they said, what number to call if you get into emergency? And she said, just get my phone and say, Mom. Because I don't know her number. I don't know anybody's number to call.
I know, you know, Clay, I don't know. I know Grace's because that's before now. Yeah, you know, I just ask my phone to call people now.
Yeah.
Yeah, just ask it.
Right.
You know, don't dial the number unless I, you know, and everything. Before we continue, I just got a text back confirming. I knew we did. Coming up at 9:25. Bo McInnes, the agent for Sonny Gray and Brandon Woodruff and David Price. He's up in Cleveland at the All-Star Game where Sonny Gray is.
Well
and,
done.
And so Bo's going to talk to us in about 15 minutes from Cleveland.
He's such a good guy.
I ran into him. I told you I ran into him walking the streets of Cincinnati last week when I was up to see the Reds with Craig Ladd. And, of course, he had two pitchers, Gray on Wednesday and Brandon Woodruff on Thursday for the Brewers, Mississippi State guy.
Right.
And so... he's a class act.
15 Good. Minutes, prorated out. Are you sure we can afford him? His time is actual money.
Well, I dare say that...
today is a celebration where he can take a few minutes to gloat on the radio?
He can afford it. Let's put it that way. If you're looking at just the commission on David Price...
I don't want to do that. I just because I you get...
What does he get for? Every agent gets the same.
Is
that 3%?
It's 3% or 4%. The league, depending upon which league, but every agent gets the same amount.
Okay.
If you're in the NHL, whatever that amount is, but 3%, 4%. So 4%. What David Price contract? What was
31 it? Million a year.
Okay, but for him, what was the total? Because every
eight
bit
years,
every bit up was that's 250 million.
Right.
Let's just say for math's sake. You want me to figure that out for you real quick?
Well, neither of us are gonna.
All right. So that would be 250. How many zeros is 250 million?
That's six.
That's two. Yeah, that's all right. 20. That's 25 million. It would be seven zeros. 250 million times 0.04. 10 million. His cut.
Okay.
I want to be an agent when I grow up.
Not bad. I didn't know that. I had no idea what the percentage was. I always thought it was 10%.
No.
Is that caddies?
Yeah, I think it's caddies, basically, and then bonuses on top of that. But
right.
No, each league, every agent gets the same.
Joe, I think you're on the Hollywood scale. I think that is a more accurate reflection of the actor-agent relationship out on the West Coast is around 10%.
Yeah, that's why I used to give my agent about 10% when I was acting back in the day. You know, and they tried to get stuff over on me, and I was like, no, and I switched agents.
Yeah, it's a shame you left that franchise before it could get off the ground.
And now Janet pays us 10% to be our agent.
Oh, my goodness. But that's just one guy.
You know, oh, I know. He's got Sonny Gray signed a total 30 million, 3-year, 30 million, 10 yep. million a year, and then he's got Brandon Woodruff, whose next contract will be huge because he was the first 10-game winner in the National League, Mississippi State guy. Of course, Bo went to Mississippi State.
Right.
That connection there, and so yeah. So, but you know, we got a good, you know. So we'll talk with him. Sonny Gray, Mike Minor, the Rangers, Walker Buehler of the Dodgers, and Mookie Betts of the Red Sox. Did you watch any of the Home Run Derby last night?
I'm sorry, none of it.
I tell you what, I had it on. I went out to dinner with a friend and then got home. And I'm glad I missed the first couple rounds because I don't think sitting there for 3 hours is a good way to spend 3 hours, quite frankly. But it got fun. The two rookies were in the final, Pete Alonso of the Mets and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for Toronto. Just the third rookie, of course, we're here in the finals, but third rookie to win it. The other two, Aaron Judge in 2017 and Wally Joyner back in 1986.
Nice.
It was cool. I did get to see Alonso beat Ronald Acuna Jr. by one home run in their contest. I like the format. And I'm telling you what, it's so much better without Chris Berman.
He hit that in the Lake Michigan.
On every little foul ball.
But you know what's funny is I don't mind Berman doing ESPN Sunday Night Football recap because I grew up on that stuff. I miss that. I miss Berman doing that. You're right. I don't miss him doing the Home Run Derby. I miss him doing the Sunday Night ESPN recap show.
Yeah.
That was a big part of growing up for me. And so in the late 80s and 90s,
the first replays that were ever came on anybody's consciousness nationally was the halftime show of Monday Night Football when Howard Cosell would go through the league. And really, back then, obviously, there's no, now you could watch every game if you want to, okay, whatever mechanism or, platform you have. But, back then, you wouldn't get up and leave at halftime. You wanted to watch the highlights.
Right.
Because you didn't see any of the games the previous day. But Wimbledon, your buddy, Tennis Sandgren. Did you see how he lost?
I did not.
Sam Querrey, another American, ranked 65th in the world. Tennis Sandgren, of course, out of Gallatin, made it to the fourth round and was playing for a spot in the quarterfinal rounds tomorrow to play Rafael Nadal. Is who would have been playing next. 6-4. Okay, he loses 4-1. He loses the first set 6-4, and then the next three sets, the next three games go to, rather the next matches go to tiebreaker.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Yeah. I didn't watch any of it, but yeah,
he lost 6-7, and then seven rounds of the tie, and then 7-6, three rounds afterward, 7-6, five rounds afterward. So the last three went into essentially overtime.
Yeah, and that would have been great if he'd have won that match. He'd go to the quarterfinals.
Yep. Rafael
Nadal, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then who knows what happens from there on. But still, you made it to the final 16. He had lost his nine previous first-round matches, some crazy stat before going to Wimbledon. He made another nice run, so good for him. It's funny when you say he did that Australian Open run last year, January of 18, and Gallatin, Tennessee's own, and people are like, he's from there. I mean, he was homeschooled. He's from Gallatin. And then he went to Tennessee and played tennis there for a year and then went on. But his mom lives there, and, we're Facebook friends. We talk here and there. But I was hoping he would run. I mean, when I saw that he got beat yesterday, I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Also, this has just come on my consciousness. Nashville resident, Pittsburgh native, Allison Risky. Have you seen her? She's right now playing Serena Williams in the quarterfinals, and they split the first two sets. So they're in the third set right now. She's on the front page of the Tennessean Sports, living here and based here.
Right.
In one of the top.
What's her Twitter account? Risk
Is it, how do you say her name? Risque? Risky?
Risque. Would be Risque. Yeah, Risque is you.
No, that's four doors down.
It's Risk for Rewards.
I think it's
her Twitter handle. Hey, real quick, there's a massive traffic jam. I-40 East in Davidson County, there's a crash. Exit 206 at I-440 Parkway, right in that area. It's down to one lane, and it is an absolute nightmare. So if you're stuck in traffic, that's why you're stuck right now. Bad.
Is that inbound, or is it westbound, eastbound?
It says I-40 East.
Okay.
Come in.
Well, that's going out of town.
Come in west of town. Exit 206. Where's exit 206? They have a picture here, but I can't tell the picture, but it's backed up. So
well,
you're stuck in traffic.
That little Briley Parkway corridor there over to 440 is what they're. But anyway, we've got to actually work it out a new contract we've got to have groundhog traffic reporters that they can burrow and come up right where the traffic is. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Groundhog reporters?
Groundhog, yeah. Might as well.
That's all I got, man. UT Fan Day, Saturday, August 4th. You going? You usually go up for that, don't you?
Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday, August 4th. That's what I read.
Saturday? I thought it was Sunday. I don't know. I used to be good to do that stuff. Now it's so structured and nobody can say anything. Nobody talks, and it's just kind of a waste.
Like
of
I said, Sunday, August 4th.
Sunday, okay.
Yeah, thank you for correcting me. Sunday, August 4th.
Yeah. I mean, is it open to the fans? Is that all?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. The doors open at 1:30. They get to view a practice session at 2:30. Autographs at 4:30.
Well, it's Media Day used to be two separate things.
Right.
And now they combined it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because the Media Day was the pictures.
Picture Day. They always called it Picture Day.
Picture Day, yeah. And you get a good thing. That was always fun because they'd set up things where you could get a lot of talking with the players that would come through there. I remember having a good time with Arian Foster doing one of those Media Day things. But they scratched all that, and it became you could hardly talk to any of the players. And then the players you could talk to the seniors, and that was all you could talk to. But we'll see.
Now they just let you, talk to the pet dog up there? Is that about it? Smokey. You can interview
Smokey.
That's
all you get, man, to walk around up there and to talk to Smokey. Yeah, and the fact that they canceled the caravan and all that stuff, I think it was – a lot of fans love that. It was an opportunity to talk Tennessee football in the middle of the summertime in May and June. They scrapped all that.
You know what fans will like a whole hell of a lot more, Joe?
Winning?
Yes. They won't care about pictures with mascots, caravans, media days, anything like that if they return to double-digit win seasons under Jeremy Pruitt. And if Jeremy Pruitt comes out and he says, I don't have time for that stuff, I'm busy coaching football, and then goes on to have winning seasons, well, that'll make the Vols fan base about as happy as can be, and they won't care about any of this stuff. Right now, it's just something to complain about because there's nothing to complain about.
Well, they did it for years, and it was a fun time to go when you could meet the coaches, and, you know, you'd have Fulmer and Pat Summitt would come to town, and Bruce Pearl.
They would go to Charlotte. They would go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
They would go Memphis.
It was a big deal.
Yeah. I mean,
Chattanooga, Memphis, Johnson City, Bristol. They did all that stuff, and it was good it was good for us in summertime because you got to call up, catch up with everybody that's involved with the program, and then it's gone.
Good for media, good for fans, but Philip Fulmer's still there, and he's the AD, so if he wanted that tradition to continue, that tradition would be continuing.
Well, there will be a mascot coming to a town near you. hey, we're going to take a break. Coming up after it, up in Cleveland at the All-Star Game, Bo McInnes. He's the agent for Sonny Gray, Brandon Woodruff, David Price, and just a really good dude, Nashville-based, obviously. We'll talk to him right here, hanging out in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine. The most romantic steakhouse Steakhouse in Nashville and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Let me tell you about my good friend Kenneth. He has the site, which is soulstreetcoffee.com. 8 different blends, 16 teas on there. And he is the exclusive sponsor of Kevin Hagan every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, talking Alabama football, Alabama sports. That's soulstreetcoffee.com. I need you to order now. It is a fantastic product. You will absolutely love it. That's soulstreetcoffee.com.
Amada Senior Care provides certified caregivers to assist seniors or adults with disabilities in the comfort of their own home. Amada assists with personal care needs such as bathing, dressing, medication reminders, and meal preparation, plus light housekeeping and transportation services. Amada Senior Care services hundreds of clients with dementia or Alzheimer's disease, and they have a certified dementia practitioner on staff 24/7. Amada Senior Care is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is the only home care agency in Middle Tennessee to be A-plus certified by the Home Care Standards Bureau. They're experts in the field of long-term care insurance and work directly with all insurance carriers on behalf of the family, so families don't have to do a thing. Amada has an exclusive relationship with the NFL Alumni Association to help past players learn how to access long-term care insurance policies that are provided as a benefit for vested players. Amada Senior Care Nashville proudly serves all of Middle Tennessee from their corporate headquarters in Murfreesboro. Give them a call today at 615-933-7494 or online at amadanashville.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Sunshine for this morning with a high of 94, a heat index as high as 97. Clear overnight, a low of 73. A chance of showers on Wednesday, then partly sunny with a high of 94. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show is presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Yeah, that's exactly where we're going to be Friday morning. Bill King's show, our show, will be down at the Omni Nashville Hotel a week from Friday, the Southern Steak and Oyster. We're going to be down as well. The 90th All-Star game is in Cleveland tonight, and we're joined now by Bo McInnes. He's the agent of a couple players up there. I guess two for sure, Sonny Gray, Smyrna High, Vandy Boy, and all of that, and also Brandon Woodruff, who is a Mississippi State product for my Brewers now, first National League pitcher to get to 10 wins. And Bo, it's a good time to be in Cleveland, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me. And I love you calling them my Brewers. they've been your Brewers for a while, haven't they?
Well, since the late 70s, so I'm not a bandwagon guy. That's for they went 26 years without making the playoffs, and I stuck by them all that. So, yeah, I can relish a little bit of the fact that they're relevant. Let's put it that way at the All-Star break. But first off, so happy for Sonny. He's pitched very well this year. Not a lot of backing by the Reds. The Reds have gotten hot. He goes out Wednesday night up in Cincinnati and goes 8 scoreless and 12 strikeouts. I'm happy for Sonny to be on the roster.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So very proud of him. And we had media day yesterday, and he really made some wonderful comments. Of course, the New York folks there were in there in addition to the media from the other 29 clubs. And, he made some neat statements with respect to how he would change nothing about the last couple of years, the adversities, the high and lows that he went through, that he learned from all of them, and that they laid the foundation and put him in the position to have the success that he had this year. And I thought he was very accurate in his words, and I was really proud of him. And yes, it's just been a fun year.
Bo, when did you get word that Sonny was added to the All-Star game? Was it Saturday afternoon, Saturday night?
It was Saturday night. I tell you, it's quite funny. I I've been blessed to have guys in the All-Star game for many, many years, and I made my hotel reservation almost a year in advance, and I got to Friday night, and I had to cancel by midnight, so I had no one at that point. So at 11:30 Friday night, I canceled my hotel room. On Saturday morning, Brandon Woodruff called, and he said, hey, I've been added to the All-Star team. And Saturday night, Sonny called and said he had been added. So it was an eventful 24 hours and a scrambling for a hotel room, but it's all good.
And to see those guys up in the games, got it. Just a great feeling for you because you know these guys well. I mean, you're their agent, and they've worked hard, and to see them rewarded being an All-Star in Major League Baseball is, I guess, the biggest game in the summer, the All-Star game. It's got to be a great feeling for you.
That's right. Absolutely. It is. It's a lot of fun, and just certainly proud of them. And, it's interesting looking at both of the guys. I ran into Greg last week in Cincinnati, and we were talking about Brandon Woodruff's success. And, it was just probably 10 years ago, if you went into the All-Star break leading the league in wins, you not only made the All-Star team, but you were the starter of the All-Star game.
Right.
And, you know, our game has just changed so much. But I was sitting here thinking Brandon was so deserving, and I'm certainly glad the opportunity came up for him to be added.
Mississippi State boy, too. That doesn't break your heart, does it?
That's right. Nice for that school to be represented. Love that place.
You talked about Sonny and everything and what he went to, and I saw some of the footage and even was referencing how baseball was so important to him since the tragic loss of his father when he was young, I guess in right eighth grade, a freshman, right around that age at Smyrna. And he addressed that with the media yesterday in such a poignant way. I thought was very in a lot of ways, you could feel what he was saying, that how much baseball really still connected him with his dad.
Very much. Yeah, Jesse's always in his heart, and we speak openly about his dad, and in particular at big moments like this. And a neat thing for Sonny, he now has two sons himself, and one of them was old enough to be able to go down on the field with him last night for the home run derby. And just for him to be able to have those father-son moments, it makes him think of his dad even more so. And they had such a special relationship with his dad introducing him to baseball. So definitely that tie between baseball and his dad will always be there.
Bo McInnes, Major League Baseball sports agent based here in Nashville. Sonny Gray, Brandon Woodruff, David Price, and many, many more.
Bo, do you live and die with every pitch from these guys, from David and Brandon and Sonny? I think your world is fascinating, and I just wonder how you watch these games.
Of course, Greg brought up Mississippi State a moment ago. I associate it with Mississippi State football games. when I'm at the event, I live and die with every pitch, as you say. I sweat my way through it. If I don't go to the event, I'm too superstitious, and I don't even put it on the television. I just check on it every once in a while because I feel like I bring it bad luck.
And I'm thinking the box score the next morning, and I think to watch these games, and you're such a part of their lives, and you celebrate their success when they get down. It's like, we'll get them next time. That whole world again to me is just fascinating.
Yeah, it's tough. I learned this with David Price. I still like to keep a scorecard at each game, and I count pitches. And I was when I would go to David's game, I would live and die with each pitch, and I would even get sweaty palms and sometimes smear my scorecard. And by the time the game was over, I'd have a headache and be exhausted. And then I would look at the total numbers and I'd think, man, he pitched a great game. What am I so upset about? when you're going pitch by pitch, it's rough. Guys, something I wanted to mention while we're on here, Sonny is with Derek Johnson now at Cincinnati, the former Vanderbilt pitching coach who was at Milwaukee the last 3 years. And Derek's doing an outstanding job there. And He's been a difference maker for Sonny. Sonny made the comment yesterday. He feels like Derek has now taught him how to pitch twice, the first time at Vanderbilt and now again at Cincinnati. And That there's two neat statistics. Cincinnati's currently second in the National League in ERA.
Wow.
And their ballpark is the easiest ballpark to hit home runs in all of baseball. And yet the Reds pitching staff has given up the fewest home runs of any pitching staff in all of baseball. Derek's doing a wonderful job there. And Greg, I'm afraid it damaged your Brewers for him to leave there.
Well, I agree. And happy for him. And quite frankly, for what happened with the Yankees and Sonny finding, that home in Cincinnati, it's close to home here. But also having that with Derek Johnson, that reuniting of him, and you just sensed it was going to work. And and Sonny struggled a little early, but then he got no run support. But the way he's always been a bulldog. You know that. All the way back and from his high school football playing days. I mean, he was just a bulldog of a pitcher. And it just seems like, and man, the other night, and I hated to watch it. Part of me saying, I hope he goes eight innings scoreless and gets a no decision, and I tell you, and David, let's talk about him. 7-2 right now, 3.24 ERA. He's started 16 games already. Some of the health issues are behind him now, and David's pitching well.
He is. I truly thought David was going to be here this year. I thought he was going to get his sixth All-Star appearance. Major League Baseball changed the rules. The rule we grew up with was the previous year World Series manager would select the players, and MLB has progressed to where they've steadily taken that away. Now the managers select none of the players. So I had fully expected David to make it on his merit. But in addition, with Alex Cora being the manager, I had expected Alex to bring him, but MLB's totally taken that decision away. So I am a little disappointed he's not here. I won't say a little. I'm a lot disappointed he's not here because I thought he was very deserving.
Bo, how often do you talk to the – do you let them call you? Do you say, my phone's always available for you, or do you talk to him every other day before they pitch? How does this dynamic work?
Joe, I'm in the weird world of 2019 where most people text and they don't talk.
Right.
Things have just changed. When I started doing this job, we didn't even have texting. So, you could only talk. But now in the way the world is now, I do text with them every day and certainly stay in touch that way.
Yeah, you're right, because that is the world we live in now, is that just give me the – because people, when Greg calls me, I'm like, why aren't you texting me? Just call me. It's much easier that way.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to Greg either.
Well, let's talk about it. When I met you on the streets there in downtown, right at Fountain Square Park, Cincinnati, I love going to Cincinnati because you just park your car, you go to your hotel, and you don't touch your car until you leave. And you walk to the ballpark. I like going there. I'm not a Reds fan, but I do like going to the games there. And now you and I met your wife and your son. You were a guy on the way to a restaurant called The Eagle. Correct. All right, we need to. And I'd heard the guy sitting in front of us Monday night from San Diego was talking about that place, and here you are. Give me a report on the Eagle.
This Greg and I have eating more in common than we do sports. I actually had a player playing AAA for the Reds at Louisville a couple of years ago, and he introduced me to the Eagle there, which it's some outstanding fried chicken and side items, and we fell in love with the spoon bread there, did you eat the spoon bread?
I did.
Greg?
Now, I stopped at the one coming back the next day. We stopped at the one there, Bardstown Road in Louisville, and I got the spoon bread. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I picked up 4 pounds at one meal. That's fine.
Yeah, it's delicious. So we found out there's the location in Cincinnati and in Indianapolis, so our family gladly plans our trips around that.
Brandon Woodruff, a lot of people around here may not be familiar with him, but I, of course, hit the home run off of in the NLCS off of Clayton Kershaw. It may be the best hitting pitcher in all of baseball because if they get down to the end of their roster offensively, they're going to pinch hit him and Craig Counsell, the manager there. Is he the best hitting pitcher in baseball?
He truly is. And, you know, Christian Yelich had to bow out of the home run derby last night due to a back issue. And the other Brewer players that are on the All-Star team were begging for them to have Brandon replace Yelich. Brandon has that sweet of a swing. And, you know, he hit a monster home run in Pittsburgh last August in a game and then came back. And as you said, he hit the home run off of Kershaw in the playoffs. And, you know, it's been evident his value to the club in two ways. One, it keeps him in his starts a little bit longer because they don't feel like they have to pinch hit for him. But secondly, if the Brewers do need a pinch hitter early in a game, he's usually the first guy off the bench to play that part. And it definitely makes their bench a little deeper. So it's interesting. His pitching has been outstanding, but his hitting has been equally good.
Bo, what is your day like today? What are you doing today?
You know, today is just more of a celebratory day. They have a brunch for all the players and their families, which I get to be included in, so I appreciate that. And then at 1 o'clock, there is a parade in which the players go from the team hotel to the stadium. And so that there's a red carpet they will walk coming out of the hotel, and then there'll be, I believe it's right at 60 pickup trucks, and each family will get in the bed of a pickup truck, and the player can take their wife and their children and parents if they wish, and then the parade will just go right down the street where it's With turns, we're probably about 3/4 of a mile to a mile to the stadium. And so they'll just parade on their way down there. At that point, the players will get out of the trucks and they'll go on into the ballpark and stay there until the game starts tonight. And the families will bus back to the hotel. It makes a long day for the players. That's something the players often comment about because they basically end up going to the field at 1 o'clock. For an 8 o'clock game, but it's a nice little celebratory event.
You know, and you mentioned families in the back of a pickup truck. I thought of Joe going to church on Sundays, but anyway, that's a.
Oh man,
Bo, it's always great to touch base with you. And I guess it's set up. Sonny pitching Wednesday. He available. Woodruff pitched Thursday. I think what both available tonight.
They are. They're both available. And the way it's set up after the break, Sonny's going to pitch the third game for the Reds. So that'll be Sunday at Denver. So he's certainly in a position to be able to pitch today. And I believe last I heard the Brewers were actually going to push Brandon out to be the fifth game after the break. So absolutely, he'll be ready and available tonight.
Well, that'll be good. Well, hey, Bo, as always, great talking to you. Great catching up, and have fun tonight. This is, I would imagine, this is a reward for all the hard work.
It's a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much. I always enjoy being with you.
All right, thank you, Bo.
All right, you too.
Bye, right, Bo McInnes.
And you ran into him in Cincinnati just happenstance?
Yeah, we were walking downtown. Fountain Square Park is just a gathering area downtown, and Craig Ladd and I were just walking to the game, and he was walking, and I said, "Hey,
like, oh crap, hide me, it's Pogue."
Yeah, basically. He's like 6'5". He's hard to hide. We get here. I'm gonna read one sentence. We'll take a break. In 2012, Bo McInnes became the first and only agent to ever represent both Cy Young Award winners.
Wow.
Yeah, David Price. Remember that? Yep. David Price in the National League, in American League, and R.A. Dickey in the National League, the only agent to represent the Cy Young winner in the same year.
Not bad. Before we go to the break, let people know that breaking news again this morning, Ross Perot has passed away, 89 years old. The self-made billionaire died at his home in Texas, 89 years old.
Wow. Okay. We'll take a break. Be back. Best worst.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles. With over 40 colors to choose from, that's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Smashville Mechanical is reminding Americans to honor and show support to the troops and veterans who fight and have fought for our country's freedom and American way. This salute is from Smashville Mechanical, Middle Tennessee's full-service mechanical expert backed by over 25 years of experience. For residential or commercial heating, air conditioning, refrigerating, or plumbing, call 615-823-0452. That's 615-823-0452. Smashville Mechanical. They're people who care.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
If you've been hearing about the many benefits of CBD, start exploring at ease. You'll find a vast array of curated products, CBD lotions, soaps, scrubs, oils. Oh, and highly useful CBD information Ease has gathered for you, along with a knowledgeable concierge at the ready for a live chat. Ease is truly all things CBD, delivered right to your door. Go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. E-A-Z-E wellness.com.
On the air with Alpha Wildlife. They would like to take this time out to remind all motorists to save the text message for a time when it's not going to cause an accident. Put down your cell phone and never text and drive. This safety tip is from Alpha Wildlife, serving the mid-state and greater Nashville area for all your wildlife removal and protection needs. If you have a pest, they'll take care of the rest. Call 615-434-5331. That's 615-434-5331. Alpha Wildlife, veteran-owned and operated, saluting the men and women of our U.S. military.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
It's the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
The best team all year acted like the best team last night.
Yeah.
They were the best team in every regard, and that's not easy.
Mission accomplished. You went out and got the job done. Now it's complete.
You have just seen the greatest team in Vanderbilt baseball history cap it with a second national championship.
Boom. They get the second national title. Good for those guys, man.
It's the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
It's the best worst show in radio history. And you like us. You really, really like us.
Crazy Charlie, Big Joe Pokes are presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. We're going to be down at Omni Nashville Friday morning. Bill King show and our show will be down there. Coming up at 10:30 this morning, Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin. Of course, three Vandy boys. We just talked with Bo McKinnis, the agent for Sonny Gray, but also Walker Buehler and Mike Minor,
you know,
in the All-Star game.
Walker Buehler was good at Vanderbilt, but I don't think anybody saw this coming at Major League Baseball so fast, so quick.
He's one of the top two or three for the Cy Young, if it right now. I mean, he's
amazing.
Amazing. Yeah,
he throws about 100 miles an hour and got a wicked slider, and you can't hit him, and he's just rolling.
He's like what, 6'5", and just he's having it. You know, all you Dodgers fans, you got to be happy there. Hey, Joe, what day is it?
All right, today is July 9th, 2019. Today's Cow Appreciation Day, and there's a Chick-fil-A opening up downtown. If you dress like a cow, you get free food. for the day or for 6 months or something.
I mean, you can go in just looking normal,
right? I just wear what I wear on TV, and we'll be fine that day because it leads into National No Bra Day, Greg. So today...
I left mine. I went braless today.
Feel free, man. Let that freak flag fly. National Sugar Cookie Day. Yeah. We don't need you on those things. No. But aren't all cookies with sugar? Right?
I guess, except for the sugar-free ones.
Well, and those are nasty. All right, hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on a promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and he hit it. He hits my hair.
All right, here we go. This day in sports history, July 9th, Greg. July 9th. On this day, 1877, the All England Croquet and Lawn Tennis Club begins its first lawn tennis tournament at Wimbledon outside of London. All right? This tournament originates many rules of tennis. What rule of tennis did Wimbledon start?
They put a net up. No. The first rule would be... The double serve.
No, the size of the court.
Okay.
Then they also, off of that, six games wins a set. Boom. There you go. Nice. We owe Wimbledon quite a bit for this. 1933, Greg, the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets, a football team, is sold. The day later, they're called what? Frankfurt Yellow Jackets sold. The next day, they're called this, and this NFL team is still around. Frankfurt Yellow Jackets, 1933.
Cincinnati Browns. Cleveland Browns.
Cincinnati Browns. Incorrect.
Frankfurt what? Frankfurt, Kentucky?
Frankfurt.
Okay, I don't know what.
They're in the National League East Division. NFL East Division. NFC.
Well, I mean, that would either be...
It's the damn Eagles.
Okay, the Eagles, Giants, Cowboys, Eagles. Redskins. Okay.
Philadelphia Eagles. 1948, the greatest baseball pitcher of all time. All time debuts in the major leagues, pitching two scoreless innings for the Cleveland Indians. 1948.
Satchel Paige.
42 years old, he debuts. Can you imagine, had they let him play an entire career, how unbelievable he would have been? That's why he's the best pitcher of all time.
He played an entire career, but just not in the major leagues.
True. Mm-hmm. That's where he should have been in the major leagues. All right, here we go. Longest shutout game in American League history. Oakland A's beat the California Angels 1-0. How many innings did it go?
14.
Higher.
20.
20, exactly. Good Lord. 20 innings on that.
With one run.
Goodness. All right. Time for celebrity birthdays. Here we go. Let's get these out of here. Got to get them with the two, folks. America's fastest and funnest game. Trying to steal it from us, but they're not going to. First up, actor from, he was Tommy Callahan's dad. Brian Dennehy. How old is Brian Dennehy?
77.
83.
Ooh, 81. Charlie's up 1-0. 81 years old. Wow. Actor Richard Roundtree has appeared in three different versions.
Shut your mouth.
Of Shaft.
A bad mother. Shut your mouth. Richard Roundtree's 70.
75.
77. Charlie's Greg Maddox popping that outside there. 2-0. Actor Jimmy Smits, who's been in 1,000 TV shows. He was in the original Miami Vice episode. Mm-hmm. He was killed.
62.
59.
64. He's also in an episode of a series of Dexter. All right, going down here. Tom Hanks.
62.
61. 63. We're tied at 2. That's why this game is fun, people. It's unpredictable. singer Courtney Love.
56.
55.
55, exactly. Charlie's up 3-2. If you never saw the Jeff Ross roast where he roast Courtney Love, woo,
It's actually the Pam Anderson roast.
Yes.
Courtney Love is on the dais with Pam Anderson
and
takes most of the heat.
Tore her apart.
Everyone did. It's very funny. And she actually took it quite well.
Yep.
Good sport.
Nashvillian Jack White.
47.
45.
44. Sonny's at 4-2. Got a lot today. Actor Fred Savage.
50.
45.
43. 5-2. Don't give in, Greg. I'm not halfway done the list yet. We got a lot more to go here. Let's see here. TV personality, former Channel 4 anchor John Tesh.
63.
65. 67. Tries up 62. Country singer Dave Ball.
Make it stop.
Dave Ball. David Ball. Country
Not
singer.
The former Titans lineman?
Correct. 50.
65.
66. 7-2. One more.
Uncle.
I'm sorry, I don't listen to the show.
That's the most.
I didn't. No, seven, I got 7 on Burton once.
Oh, well,
Actress
I mean.
Actress Kelly McGillis.
It's the most you've ever beaten
Actress
me.
Kelly McGillis from Top Gun.
Yeah.
Witness.
57.
63.
62, man. Hold on, we're not giving this.
Eight.
We're not giving
this up. That's
yet.
A career high.
Lead singer of Simple Minds, Jim Kerr. We're not giving this up.
57.
61.
Oh, my God. 60. It's 9-2. What? No, we're getting 10 out of this guy.
We can do it till noon if you want to. I don't care.
We're getting 10 out of this.
We're done at 11. Let's all calm down a little bit there.
All right, last one for 10. Donald Rumsfeld. Greg?
76.
81.
87. Charlie wins 9-2. All right, Greg, here's your song. This band was the most talked about band this past weekend because they were banned from playing a show because of their name in Illinois. Who is it?
Is that Cheap Trick?
No.
Okay.
Well, they'll kick it in. This is not part of the song. It'll kick in a second.
They were banned in Illinois because they're here.
There you go.
Sorry. Why everybody's got to be making movies instead of videos?
Come on, buddy. They got banned from a concert this weekend because of their name.
Southern Culture on the Skids.
Kind of.
That's not a bad guess, actually.
I got it.
Confederate Railroad.
Ah.
Did you hear the story?
No.
Nah, we don't. We'll move on.
All right. I like my women just a little on the trash side. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trash side. Should've seen the looks on the faces of my dad's mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. That cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I do. Yeah, I like my women.
Hello. I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Partly sunny, a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high 92, heat index 99. Tonight, partly cloudy, low down to 73. Mostly sunny and warm tomorrow, high 94, heat index up to 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's TJ Matthews.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show. Kenny the Mailman approves, and so should you.
Going to be down at Omni Nashville Hotel Friday. Bill King Show, our show. Kitchen Notes, love Kitchen Notes. Breakfast 6:30 to 11, lunch 11 to 2, supper 5 to 10. That Sunday brunch, amazing. They bring out all these carving boards and different kinds of seafood. Sunday brunch. Complimentary valet parking, always there. I would suggest, reservations. KitchenNotesNashville.com. They got the quarter note. They got the half note. You can reserve those for private meetings, for families and business meetings, always with that biscuit bar as well. But executive chef, the culinary genius of David Harker and his staff, it's just not Kitchen Notes. It's everything that has to do with the Omni Nashville Hotel in that lead role. But certainly just the great food, breakfast, lunch, supper, and that Sunday brunch at Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel and complimentary valet parking, which is huge these days downtown. So check them out, Kitchen Notes and the Omni Nashville Hotel. Like I said, we're going to be down at the Omni Nashville Hotel on Friday morning. Coming up after the break, you want to call the show, please do. 615-844-5600 at 10:30. Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. There's word from Dallas that H. Ross Perot, twice a presidential candidate, has died at age 89 from leukemia. President Trump slamming the British ambassador to the U.S. as, quote, a very stupid guy. The statement on Twitter this morning comes after a leak of emails written by Ambassador Kim Derrick saying the president is inept. Millionaire Jeffrey Epstein is now behind bars after being indicted on federal sex trafficking charges. Years ago, he cut a plea deal on similar charges arranged by now Labor Secretary Alex Acosta. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is calling on Acosta to step down. More from ABC's Mary Bruce in Washington.
Here on the Hill, there are mounting questions from Democrats about how Acosta handled this prior case that led to that minimal sentence. But so far, they have not summoned Acosta here to the Hill to testify on this matter.
A day after one Democrat, California Congressman Eric Swalwell, dropped out of the presidential race, another is in. Billionaire Tom Steyer has just announced he's running. This is ABC News.
At CDW, we get modern servers need to be flexible.
Flexible, scalable, and predictable. I predicted you'd say that.
Okay, what would I say next?
Probably something about server security.
Impressive and freaky. CDW can implement secure Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Gen 10 servers that improve speed and performance while reducing costs.
See, predictable.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it.
I predict a web address.
CDW.com/HPE.
I'm in your mind, man.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For July, try any wrap, hot or cold, with chips and drink at the special price of only $6.99. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
I'm Eric Opron, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America, from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Thought about all the things that are fast and fun, like race cars and roller coasters and horses? Know what else is fast and fun? Adding quick cash to your next Tennessee Cash Play for the chance to win up to $500 instantly. Plus, a chance to win the Tennessee Cash Jackpot drawing later. Have some fun now and later with Tennessee Cash, featuring the new Quick Cash add-on, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
There's a new group of superheroes in town.
When they get a hold on you, it is a brutal and devastating hold.
They're my only escape from the drudgery of work and family.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios. Now back to the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Charlie, don't encourage
you. Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown. Call now at 844-5600.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
No, ma'am, we're musicians.
And now here's Greg Vogue and Big Joe.
It is hour number two, Crazy Charlie. Big Joe is off for the hour. He's working for you and himself and everybody else. So just us. If you want to give us a call, 615-844-5600. Coming up bottom of the hour, Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin. Of course, three Vandy boys, Sonny Gray, Mike Miner, and Walker Buehler, all on the All-Star game, the 90th All-Star game tonight in Cleveland. And I'm thinking we may see Sonny pitch the way it sounded, but he did. He pitched Wednesday, and then they've pushed back his next start, the Reds have, to the third game after that, so that would be Sunday. And then even with Brandon Woodruff, who pitched Thursday for the Brewers, who Bo McInnes represents, former Mississippi State standout, 10-game winner already, first in the National League to get to 10 wins. But he could pitch tonight as well because he pitched Thursday, and the Brewers have pushed him back to the fifth game after the All-Star break. So, I'm not sure about Mike Miner. I need to look and see his status of availability. But you know, having those three pitchers, if you're a young kid and you're of that ilk, why would you not go to Vanderbilt? My Lord.
Well, I was going to say, you mentioned there's a Major League Baseball game tonight, right? With the best of the best playing.
Yeah.
So of course there are Vandy boys there. Of course there are. That's just what we've come to expect here. Coming off of the second national championship for the program, the best recruiting tool in the world is this national stage when it comes to Major League Baseball and how successful these Vandy boys have been since going to the major leagues. And yeah, I anticipate we'll see probably two of the three tonight for sure. Very excited about it. I was excited about the home run derby last night. I thought that the format went well. It moved along. And if you're a fan of seeing dingers be hit, last night was certainly your night. Plenty of youthful enthusiasm and fun. I enjoyed sitting down to watch it last night, and I'll enjoy sitting down tonight. I always sit down to watch the All-Star game. That's something I just simply really, really like to do. I love the Major League Baseball All-Star game.
Okay. The college route now, it used to be, you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, it was pretty much you know, you get drafted, you go to the minors, and you get work your way through. And now everything with just the way that so many players are taking the collegiate route and everything. This is something that really stands out for me. But anyway, Texas ace Mike Minor, 8-4 with a 2.54 ERA, will not appear in the All-Star game. Additional rest. He's going to be part of the introductions and everything, but he is not available tonight, Mike Minor. Sonny Gray is, and Brandon Woodruff is, Bo McInnes agents, and Walker Buehler. I'm going to check his status as well, but Mike Minor is not. But listen to this. This is from Vanderbilt, put out a press release of the three, you know, Vandy boys in the All-Star game tonight. The 16 former collegiate players who were named All-Stars, 9 are former SEC standouts. LSU with 2. Arkansas, Florida, Mississippi State, South Carolina each have 1. Vandy has 3. So of the 16 former collegiate players, basically a fifth of them are Vandy.
Oh, the SEC has tons of representation in this All-Star game on both rosters when you factor in the players on the field plus the pitchers. Yes, of course, there's Vandy boys representation. Again, this is the best in baseball, so that's come to be expected. But then you look at Bregman, LeMahieu, both LSU players on the infield for their respective leagues. I mean, it's incredible what SEC baseball has become over the last 20 years or so. And I mean, the results speak for themselves. A ton of national championships for SEC clubs in baseball.
Yeah, and Walker Buehler, I'm still not sure on his status, but I'll check that out. But first-time All-Star, obviously, 24-year-old, the Dodgers, 8-1 with a 3.46 ERA, leads the National League in win percentage, 4th in whip, and 10th in ERA.
So, and he's becoming more and more dominant all the time. Every time he goes out there, he's becoming one of those guys. He's becoming a great intimidator on the mound for the Dodgers. It's a lot of fun to watch. Hard for me to stay up late and watch Dodgers baseball, but it is a lot of fun when I've gotten the opportunities to see him out there on the mound.
I used to stay up and watch it when Vin Scully was still with him. Just to hear and watch him.
I made it a point. I used to call it Bedtime Stories with Mr. Scully, where he would read me about a 2 or 3 inning bedtime story about 4 nights out of the week. And yeah, I used to absolutely love that. That's one of the reasons I love Major League Baseball Network, Greg. It brings regional coverage. It brings teams you don't get to see a whole lot of. And I've enjoyed their coverage over the years. They've assembled a really, really strong crew and team over there. And if you're a baseball fanatic, like many of us are at this time of year, and it's a good place to get all the conversation, all the numbers. And you know, there's a lot of old timers over there, Greg, so they try to stay out of the analytics basket as much as possible. They'll still give them to you when they're pertinent, but they don't just sit there and rely on a bunch of numbers and throw them at you and expect you to be able to digest them. They still talk about baseball the way baseball's supposed to be talked about.
You know, I get the baseball package through DirecTV so I can watch my Brewers.
Oh, you have your home commentators, right?
Yeah. So I watch the Brewers, you know, whenever. The only thing that really, and Eric and Jeff are coming right to you, the only thing that really irritates me on DirecTV for the baseball package is that when the Brewers play the Reds, they black out the Brewers team, the network, and they give me just the Reds.
Okay.
And they do the same thing for the Braves. Now, I give me one or the other, okay? If this is a Braves market for DirecTV baseball package, then give me, and this is a baseball thing, it's not a DirecTV thing, obviously, but it's the MLB package. You shouldn't black me out on the Reds and the Braves. You know, one or the other, but not both. So, anyway, 615-844-5600. Let's go to the phones. Eric, good morning.
Hey, did you have a good 4th of July, Greg?
Yeah, I did. Just sort of just chilled. I went up to Cincinnati for a few days early last week, got back home, and just spent time with family and friends and chilled out, really.
I know you enjoyed the early results, but you didn't enjoy the last two games where I was surprised that the Reds shut you out. I guess it was 3-0 and then 1-0, and back-to-back nights.
Well, you're also facing back-to-back All-Star pitchers, too, in Sonny Gray and Luis Castillo.
Yeah, that's true. And then, of course, the Reds didn't go out and get swept by the Indians. And so every time it seems like they're getting close to .500, they fall a little bit further back. But it seems like, which is kind of surprised me, the pitching, which had really been one of their biggest weaknesses the last few years, it's not been too bad. But they, at times, suffered some hits and stuff. But they can put it all together. I don't know if they'll win the division, but it's certainly wide open. It's the closest of all the divisions, the way things are going. It seems like it's going to go right down to the wire.
Well, I talked about this yesterday with the Cubs, Brewers, Cards, Pirates, Reds. Reds are in last place, 4.5 back. Of the five other divisions, the second-place team is nowhere near that close. Cleveland is 5.5 back after winning 6 in a row to pull that within the of Minnesota. But, like I said, all five teams are closer than the next second-place team, in any of the other divisions.
So it's going to depend on how well they play against the other division partners to see who determines who wins that. Anyway, Greg, I also want to ask you a question that you asked before you went on vacation. I've got the answer for it. You said you thought that John Byner was the Riddler on Batman. Actually, it was not him. It was John Astin, who was Gomez Adams. It was an episode where he played the Riddler. And the reason he did that was that Frank Gorshin, who was a Riddler, didn't want to do the part anymore. He did the Riddler, I think, for about 4 or 5 times the first season. He also did it in the movie. He was tired of doing the part. And I guess the series producers wanted to continue the character of Riddler. They didn't want to eliminate it, so they got John Astin. But he was so awful in the role of the Riddler, they begged and pleaded with Frank Gorshin to come back and do the Riddler, which he agreed to do it. But he agreed to the stipulation that he only wanted to do the role of the Riddler one time a season. So he came back for the third season of Batman to do the Riddler that one time. But, of course, that was the final season of Batman because it got canceled at the end of the year. NBC, because it was on ABC, NBC tried to bring it back, but they were too late because they had already torn down the production sets and everything. So that's just a little FYI.
That's not a little FYI. That's a lot of FYI. But, okay.
Well, that's true. One other quick thing, and then I'll let you go. I just love the fact of what Kawhi Leonard did, the fact that nobody knew all the stuff behind the scenes going down. And I tell you what, the fact that the way we have social media and leaks, the fact that we were able to keep that trade, that situation where he got Paul George to come to the Clippers so quiet and able to engineer that stuff, I just love it. That the media and everybody got bamboozled because everybody predicted Toronto or the Lakers. Nobody had the Clippers. And the fact that Kawhi Leonard just really put one over also on Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka, and I think whether he meant to do it or not, I think Magic Johnson, in a way, kind of sabotaged the trade because, you know, the Kawhi, he trusts very few people, and apparently he was not too thrilled that Magic Johnson let that stuff. And I'm wondering if Magic Johnson didn't do that deliberately, even though he says that he's a Lakers through and through and talks all this positive stuff about the Lakers and everything. Good talk to you, Greg. Y'all take care.
All right. Thank you. History lesson on the Riddler, on Batman there. So John Byner, Frank Gorshin was it. Of course, he was imitated. What do you call it when you're an imitate people? You're an imitator?
Impressionist.
Thank you. An impressionist. Thank you, Charlie. Pick me up over here. Thank you very much. 615-844-5600. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just hanging.
Are you going to watch the All-Star game tonight? I'm kind of hoping for those pitchers that will maybe 1-0 or something be nice.
Hey, Jeff, you need hang up and call right back. We've got a really bad connection. And to answer his question, just give us a quick call back. We'll put you right back on. But it sounded like he was in a barrel of water.
Yeah, every once in a while you get a bad cell phone. Jeff's actually got a pretty reliable phone.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
He'll be back in 10 seconds.
Just give us a call back. Yeah, I'll watch. I mean, what else is there to do? I'll watch it. I've always liked the All-Star game. I've been to several of them. And, you know, and I like the fact that it doesn't decide who the home team is in the World Series. I thought that was the most ignorant thing I've ever heard of. But anyway, Jeff again. Hey, Jeff, welcome back.
What's going on? totally
hey, man.
I was going to say, I didn't ever have a problem with them doing the home field for the World Series. I know in the past they kind of reversed, you know, when you're in the National League, it'd be the home team, when you're in the American League would be. So as far as, you know, back years ago, so I didn't really have any problem with them doing that kind of.
Well, I wouldn't have any problem in if the best players played, but you're going to have a pitcher, you know, go one inning. You're going to, you know, you're making baseball game decisions that are unlike any other game, and it's an exhibition game, so it should not count for anything on the competitive side of it. But, you know,
yeah, well, true. But the thing about it is, too, Greg, what I don't like about it is everybody's got to have one player. Every team's got to have one. And what I like to see them do is the managers. Whoever manages the game, they pick the all-stars, and the fans don't do it anymore.
Well, I like the fact that every team is represented.
That's all it is. Yep. Stuff in the, see how many ballots you can put in the box or online. They do it online now, but years ago it was just stuff in the ballot box. And see how many votes people can get. But that's what I wish. I wish they'd let the managers pick them, and you know, I wouldn't have no problem with them doing that, because I know years ago, but of course now with interleague play, you know, everybody plays everybody, so it's not, you know, used to be.
I tell you what, though, the fans usually get it pretty right. Now, if there's like a sentimental vote, like if Cal Ripken hadn't played for 2 months and you vote him in for sentimental reasons, but then again, there's yet another reason why you should not have this game decide the competitive advantage in the World Series. So, no, it is an exhibition, and, you know, I'll watch it. I don't think it's any part of it's perfect, but, you know, I'll watch it.
I don't think so either. I mean, it's just it's kind of like, but it's probably the best. It's the best All-Star game of the four leagues. I mean, of the hockey and football and then the basketball. It's the best one. I mean, you know, the football, the Pro Bowl, they shouldn't even have the Pro Bowl anymore. If I was the commissioner, we'd do away with the Pro Bowl. We wouldn't have it anymore. It's a joke to me. It's, you know, it's a two-hand touch game, basically. They don't do anything. So.
Now, baseball, the way it just in the way it is inherently, you can go 100% in baseball and not put anybody else at risk or yourself at risk. And, you know, obviously they avoid the collisions around the bases and at home plate. And, yeah, and basketball, it's just a running gun fest. Hockey, it's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think it is the most. I enjoy it. It's also the longest, too. It's got a great history. So, anyway.
Oh, yeah. They play longer and all that stuff. So I mean, I do, you know, understand that and understand what you're talking about there. But as far as I know, college football is getting ready to crank up. Greg, I wanted to ask you, what do you think? I know you were talking about yesterday about the OVC as far as Jacksonville State and then some other teams. But how do you think TSU is going to do this year?
I think I will think they're going to finish. I vote on the OVC media football thing, and, you know, you got to go Jacksonville State 1, probably Southeast Missouri 2. They got a lot of people back from a team that made the playoffs last year. And then I really think it's TSU, Eastern Kentucky in that mix. We'll see what Austin Peay can do now with the coaching change, if it's going to maintain with Will Healy gone. And so, but Jacksonville State's still the class. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, I do. I really do. I think they will, as a matter of fact.
Do you think Rod Reed's on the hot seat, though, after what happened last year?
I think just the longevity of it there. I think by the time you've coached anywhere 9 or 10 years, you start getting on the hot seat. So, yeah, I think he would even admit he needs to do some work this year. So, anyway, hey, Jeff, going to run, let you go, man. Appreciate it. You want to take the break now and have a short segment before Tim? How do you want to do this, Charlie?
Let's do exactly what you just said.
Okay, well, let's do it. Let's take a break.
And now Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling is reminding everyone to stay.
Coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations in your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
To order now, it is a fantastic product. You will absolutely love it. That's SoulStreetCoffee.com.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/19.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody!
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with GEICO.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it, GEICO could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In Nashville, there's a group who have gotten together to right the wrongs so many Buy Here, Pay Here car dealerships have made. Discover Picasso Auto, where they work with both rebuilt title and clean title cars. It's their way to pass the savings on to you. Most of their cars have been bought from auctions where Picasso Auto selects only the best. Then they make sure to meticulously repair each vehicle, like creating a piece of art. After the car is rebuilt, they must pass their inspection as well as the state's inspection. Then Picasso Auto is able to sell them at a lower cost and in most cases 10 to 20% under the MSRP. Picasso Auto makes available paperwork, pictures, and receipts for all of their cars, especially the rebuilt ones. Warranties, you ask? They got them. See them at 3319 Nolensville Pike, just south of Thompson Lane, or online at PicassoAuto.com. Give them a call at 615-933-1111. That's 615-933-1111. Picasso Auto, the art of autos.
Tri-State Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. There's a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Partly sunny, high 92, heat index 100 with a light north wind. Tonight, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before sunset, low 73. Mostly sunny tomorrow, Tuesday, high 94. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's TJ Matthews.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg loves the biscuit bar. Big Joe loves the oatmeal. We all love Kitchen Notes.
Back at Coat Hall Studios, that's where we hang out. DriveGogginCold.com, GogginCold.com, those two websites, great people to work for. Tom Hodges just takes care of his employees like their family. That's just the way it is. That's a family business, the way it's been run by his father and all the way through. And at @Cold_Hall on Twitter, the coldest team in town, Tom Hodges and Goggin Cold Hall. Going to be joined by Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin. As a matter of fact, in about 4 or 5 minutes, he's at his camp. When I texted him to come on, I said, okay, where are you? Are you in Cleveland? Are you at the Cape Cod League yet? You know, because, you know, he goes up there. It's, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. The Cape Cod League, you know, that wooden bat league that so many, you know.
Wood bat summer prospect league.
Very much. And
we had one of those here for a brief time.
But, you know, they get that there, you know, obviously, and there was a documentary done on it, too, you know, where the people that go to play there from colleges, you know, the top players in all of college baseball go there to obviously to get acclimated to the wooden bat and the competition and everything. Mm-hmm. They stay with host families. It's almost like junior hockey. They had a story on this host family. One of the players has stayed there, and then they keep those relationships up the rest of their lives. It's a really neat story.
I think it's cool. Those prospect leagues are a lot of fun. It's hot. Listen, there's not one of those leagues that plays during weather that's cool, but getting out there, seeing these kids get acclimated to Major League-style baseball and the wooden bats and everything, it's actually quite a bit of fun, and it's a very, very affordable way. So if there happens to be a prospect league or team near you, go out there and check them out, support them a little bit, because the guys you're seeing today getting used to the wooden bat, they're the guys who you'll be seeing in the next home run derby in coming years.
Well, we've been keeping up a little bit with Wimbledon, obviously, yesterday. Gallatin's Tennis Sandgren, who had reached the fourth round, playing for a spot in the quarterfinals tomorrow against Rafael Nadal. He's 94th in the world. Got beat by fellow American Sam Querrey yesterday in four sets, but the last three go to tiebreaker, so it's very competitive. And this morning, although she's not from here, she lives here now. Allison Risk, R-I-S-K-E, was playing Serena Williams this morning as well. And, of course, the unseeded Risk had upset number one ranked player in the world, Ash Barty, in the fourth round. Took three sets for Serena, but it was 6-4, 4-6, and 6-3. So we will keep up with her, though, because she's based here in Nashville now, took Serena Williams to the full thing there. So wanted to mention that as well. Home Run Derby, I enjoyed it last night. Of course, the All-Star Game, we're going to talk with Tim Corbin about the three Vandy boys. And you know what? David Price really should be there. I know we talked to Bo McInnes, the agent for Sonny Gray, and a bunch of other players, obviously, and David Price. David Price, 7-2 with, what, a 3.5 ERA. It pitched well. He thought he was going to be in the All-Star game. I'd like how cool that had been. It had Sonny Gray, David Price, Walker Buehler, and Mike Minor, all four there. So, and of course, don't want to forget about Mookie Betts. He went the more of the I don't know what traditional is anymore, but of course, out of Overton High School, drafted by the Red Sox, and now look what he's done. You know, AL MVP and back in on the All-Star game as well. So, you want to take a break here, and then we'll get Tim Corbin right after it.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with five centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see him in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Smashville Mechanical is reminding Americans to honor and show support to the troops and veterans who fight and have fought for our country's freedom and American way. This salute is from Smashville Mechanical, Middle Tennessee's full-service mechanical expert backed by over 25 years of experience. For residential or commercial heating, air conditioning, refrigerating, or plumbing, call 615-823-0452. That's 615-823-0452. Smashville Mechanical. They're people who care.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Justin Haley took home the win in the Cup Series. Yeah, you heard me right, from Daytona. Up next is Kentucky, under the lights Saturday night. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Jeff Burton, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out at facebook.com/thefinallap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Thank you.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show. 615-844-5600.
Crazy Charlie, Big Joe. Big Joe off this hour. Be back in here tomorrow morning. And Greg Pogue from the Gog and Coat Hall Studios. All this presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. We're going to be down there Friday morning. Bill King show and our show. And then right after that, we'll a week from Friday, going to be at the Southern Steak and Oyster as well. Going to be joined by Tim Corbett here in a few moments. He's in the process of working his camp, and he's going to pull aside from that. I wonder how easy that's going to be.
I know if I was a young baseball player growing up anywhere near Middle Tennessee, I would probably very much want to go to the Tim Corbin baseball camp. I think that that's probably a fantastic one. I know Joe has taken his son a couple of summers out there. I wish I'd have the opportunity. I'd go out there and as a 40-something-year-old and give it a try. Actually, I'd probably fall apart within 5 minutes, but that sounds like a fantastic event out there, and it always is, and I know it's very popular.
Yeah. So, anyway, in the meantime, you want to give us a call, 615-844-5600. We'll hook up with Tim Corbett here in a little while from his camp as well, the All-Star Game tonight, the 90th edition at Cleveland's Progressive Field.
By the way,
Field.
Greg, yeah. Since we have just a second here, weren't you right about the Home Run Derby winner? Isn't that who you predicted yesterday?
No, I wish I would have, but, I mean, no, I went with the hometown.
I thought you went with the Mets.
No, I went. All right. Yeah.
I'm sitting there last night thinking, wow, Greg nailed this damn thing.
I went with Carlos Santana.
Okay.
Because Cleveland, blah, blah, blah.
Makes sense.
Well, and he lost first round to the winner, Alonso.
A little too much pressure.
Yeah. And Alonso, good Lord, he's a monster.
Yes.
And just a rookie.
Yes, watched him hit against the Yankees this past week, getting tuned up and ready for the Home Run Derby. And it's all the commentators could talk about was this guy's launch angle and the distance of his home runs and what he's going to do at the Home Run Derby. And, you know, I kind of shrugged it off at the time thinking, yeah, of course you're going to say this about the guy. You know, it's a Yankees-Mets game. You're trying to hype it up. But they were absolutely right about that. And he was pretty incredible last night.
And so was Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Well, that's what everybody's going to remember. I don't know that anybody will remember necessarily who won last night's Home Run Derby, but people will remember Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s performance and the semifinal where it went to, three overtimes before they finally were able to get Vlad Guerrero Jr. through to the final over Jock Peterson. That was incredible. I think that's what most people will remember, most people will take away from last night. The final round is usually not the most interesting or exciting thing about the Home Run Derby because by that point in time, it's been 3 hours. You're getting kind of tired, and so are the fellas out there who have been swinging the bat for a couple hours. But, you know, Vlad Guerrero Jr., I'm glad Major League Baseball stepped up and invited him to see that youthful enthusiasm and to see that bat, the way he can just crush a ball. That was a lot of fun. The Braves had some fine representation there last night as well. It looked like that was going to be the final there for just a little bit, but didn't quite work out that way. But I enjoyed watching the Home Run Derby. I watched from the second round on, and I thought it was fine. The four-minute rounds, the way it went, the amount of dingers hit, I think that the guys were way over-exaggerating early in the broadcast. I had watched a few minutes of the preview during the afternoon where they were talking about how they were going to be just hitting that video screen out there left and right, and there were guys that were going to be hitting it over 500. Well, there wasn't a single one hit over 500 last night for the, I don't know how many, 700-plus dingers that were hit in the Home Run Derby. No one hit one over 500, and, you know, that's the difference between the gassed-up age of a few years ago when it was McGuire, Sosa, Bonds, and all of those guys, and when they were routinely hitting them 500 feet. But I was entertained, Greg.
Well, and a lot of people think that the, as a matter of fact, I believe it was Justin Verlander that came out saying, you know, the baseball is juice.
Oh, something we've been talking about quite a bit. You know, the London series really made people start to think, wow, did they juice the balls just to get more offense for the international crowd? But, you know, I got to tell you, when Justin Verlander, it's a guy who knows. He certainly had his plenty of good experience. I mean, he's starting the All-Star game tonight for the American League, and he'll be the game one guy for the Astros coming this season. So when he speaks, it brings quite a bit of weight behind him. I mean, he's been one of the best pitchers in the game for a long time, and he's making that accusation directly to Major League Baseball that the balls are juiced this season.
Yeah, and you know, you're talking about the headline. Just looking here, one headline: Astros ace Justin Verlander says MLB juicing baseball's turning game quote into a joke, and he said that yesterday at the during his media availability at the All-Star game. Well, it was actually during an interview with ESPN. He said that the baseballs have been juiced or altered because they're manufactured by an MLB owned company, and. And I didn't realize this, the Major League Baseball owns Rawlings. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
That obviously provides the balls. So
there's definitely something to it. We've never seen this amount of home runs getting out of the park, even in the juiced era. And you can think about the players, the balls, the bats, whatever you want when I say the juiced era. But we thought we had seen the pinnacle of home run hitting at that point in time. Greg, even crumb bums right now are approaching 30 home runs, and we're only at the All-Star break. I mean, it has gotten a bit wild out there that, you know, even Brett Gardner, who's typically a punch and Judy guy, lead off, get a base hit, steal bases, he's already got more home runs for the Yankees this year than he had all of last year. There's definitely something to it. You know, over in London, when they said that the slider just wasn't working because of this or that, okay, fine, that was two games. But now I have more than half of a Major League Baseball season to look at, and I see more than enough guys hitting home runs that they probably shouldn't be hitting, and scores that are pretty ridiculous on a nightly basis.
You know, and the contrarian to that would say, well, pitching. You know, the pitching's not as good, and it's not. You get past some starters, even starting pitching these days. Pitching is not good team to team to team. They did, though, Major League Baseball made some recent changes to the baseballs that made them more aerodynamic, producing less drag in flight, but not necessarily putting anything into them to give them that pop. Off the bat. So
my mind was blown as a little kid the first time I ever saw a baseball, the guts of a baseball. I had no idea what was inside
there. How tightly it was wound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we spent an entire day trying to unwind the ball of string that was inside of it. So, yeah, what are people saying, Greg? That they've replaced the traditional innards of the baseball with super bouncy balls? That they're just trying to make them fly?
Well, just different responses to this. Tighter seams, smoother coating. The traditional baseball, I didn't know this, is not a perfect sphere. Sphere.
I did know that, huh? That there was a little bit of an oblong to
it. Who would have, I guess maybe I'd heard that. But
I know I heard Pedro Martinez discussing it the other night at quite a bit of length, and he was saying the seams are also closer together, and that may be having an effect on several of the pitchers around the leagues and the way that they grip, the way they throw certain pitches, not getting nearly enough action out of it. So the pitchers clearly are not very happy with what's going on with the new baseballs. And when it swings back the other way, Greg, you know what will happen? The hitters will be awfully angry and upset about the pitchers having such dominance out there. But last night, when it comes to the home run derby, it's a packed stadium. People are there to see dingers. So if you're throwing juiced balls during the home run derby, I have absolutely no issue with it. That's the fun of the event. That's why people go there to see it. That's why they take their families, and that's the excitement of it. But during the regular season, I'd like a more traditional gameplay. I don't want to see a home run or a strikeout, and those be the only two options for a Major League Baseball player when they come up to bat.
Well, I'll tell you what. You read Justin Verlander's quote, and
he let it go.
And this is yesterday at the at his interview with ESPN. And I'll obviously there's parts of it I can't say on the radio. It's a blanking joke. Major League Baseball is turning this game into a joke. They own Rawlings, and you've got MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred up here saying it might be the way they center the pill. They own the blanking company. We all know what happened. Manfred, the first time he came in, what did he say? He said, we want more offense. All of a sudden he comes in, the balls are juiced. It's not coincidence. We're not idiots, end quote. So certainly.
Not very vague in that.
No.
Quote right there.
Yep. So, anyway.
Well, Justin Verlander, and the reason that he's brought this to the forefront, the reason that he is so passionate about it is because, Greg, he, with plenty of experience in the major leagues, has given up more home runs by this point in the season than he had given up at any point in any season. So that's the evidence he's using to criticize, critique, and question what the commissioner in Major League Baseball is doing.
All right. Well, what do you take a break? We'll try to reboot with Tim here in a
minute.
Let's
do that.
Yeah, let's do that. Of course, Tim at his baseball camp is going to join us here in just a few moments.
WNSR. Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Major League in every way. With the Atlanta Braves.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on TrafficMaster laminate flooring from just 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful wood look floors that'll stand the test of time and teenagers and their friends. With TrafficMaster, you'll rest easy knowing your floors can take whatever life dishes out. Even easier, knowing nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. Today is the day for doing TrafficMaster laminate flooring from just 49 cents a square foot. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See warranty for details.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show is presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
You know, we're going to be down at the Omni Nashville Hotel, Bill King and our show Friday. And then a week from Friday at the Southern Steak and Oyster, Bill King Show and our show. And, you know, we talk a lot about the Southern Steak and Oyster, Tom Morales, the owner there, and just the managers there, Hal and Lauren and Brian. They take great care of us. They're just good people on top of that. But there's something that I want to call your attention. You've probably seen it. It's right on the corner of 2nd and DeMunbrian, sort of the opposite side of the main entrance to the Southern, which is in the Pinnacle Bank building, right there at 3rd and DeMunbrian. Just walk down a block to the bottom of the hill there at 2nd, right across from where they're building the new Four Seasons